Today, we'd like to see Book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 1 to 35, under the title of Manas and Quails. Manas like a seed, quails like a pheasant. To online religious multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 22, shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? What can we see Moses' character, and what can we learn? Question 2, in verse 29, then Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake, or that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them? What can we learn? What can we learn? Last question 3, in verse 33, but while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great plague. What can we learn? To understand today Bible study, we want to divide in three big paragraphs. Number one, verses 1 to 15, talk about complaints. Verse 16 to 30, talk about 70 elders. But minor the topic, the spiritual work on campus, from verse 26 to 29. Last paragraph 31 to 35, talk about quails. Verse 1, now when the people complained. Here, complain. Complaint is like contagious disease, spread it to others easily. It displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So that's just natural response. The Lord doesn't like complaint. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. So just outside of the camp area, that those people were consumed by fire because of complaint. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, but here, Moses prayed to the Lord while the people of Israel complained. The fire was quenched. The fire was stopped, extinguished. So he called, Moses called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Taberah means burning. First of all, now the mixed multitude with the Gentiles who were among them, it leads to intense craving or lusting. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? So mixed multitude complaints spread to the children of Israel. Mixed multitude means when Israel people left from Egypt, some Gentiles, Egyptian or some other Gentiles, followed Israelites to make exodus out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 12 verse 38, a mixed multitude went up with them, with the children of Israel also, and the flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock. So other Gentiles made exodus out of Egypt with Israelite. Intense craving, lust, the fruit of flesh, not fruit of the spirit. Who will give us meat to eat? Complaint. Always a complaint coming from what we don't have rather than what we have. So thankable mind coming from what we have. So Israelites probably, they should have given thanks to the Lord because God allowed them freedom, free from slavery, bondage. Here, verse 5, we remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, in the old life in Egypt, or in the slavery life, they thought they ate fish freely, but actually not freely, because they gave free labor as a bondage to Egyptians. Then they were able to eat fish given by Egyptians. The cucumbers, the melons, the liquids, liquids kind of plant, looks like grass, the onions and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. They already spent in the wilderness for 1 year. So 1 year, breakfast, lunch, dinner, they ate only manna. So simply, they are sick and tired of manna. That's why they made complaints. So complaint nature, always they are numb with what they have. So Exodus chapter 2, 23, not you know, fully given fish, not fully given cucumbers, not melons, we can see. Here, now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. So Joseph, while Joseph was a prime minister, that king of Egypt, Pharaoh, died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage or slavery. And they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage or slavery. That's why God allowed it. The children of Israel to make Exodus out of Egypt, but they totally forgot freedom from slavery. Now so they made a complaint. Now the manna was like coriander seed, like a plant seed, and its color like the color of delium. Delium like pearl. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones, or beat it in the mortar, like a powder, flour, cooked it in pans, and made cakes of it, made a cake. It tasted like the taste of a pastry prepared with oil, like wafer. And when the dew fell on the camp in night, the manna fell on it. So, in the morning, the children of Israel were able to pick manna. So, they made manna into powder, so to make its cakes with oil or with honey. Then Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent or his camp. And the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused. The Lord doesn't like the fruit of flesh, weeping, craving, intense cravings, or lustings, which the Lord doesn't like. The anger of the Lord was great aroused. Moses also was displeased. That's your natural response when you lost a beloved person. Who died, so you feel so sorrow. That's a natural response. Also displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, here Moses said to the Lord, which means Moses prayed to the Lord about people's complaint. That's a good attitude. The First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. So no matter what happening, you should ask the Lord. So in that way, you can be accustomed to praying without ceasing. Why have you afflicted your servant, who is Moses? And why have I not found a favor in your sight? What's a favor? So you have laid the burden of these people on me. So favor is please relieve the burden of these people on Moses. Did I conceive of these people? Did I beget them? So am I the parent for them? No, you should say to me, carry them, the children of Israel, in your bosom, as a guardian or leader carries a nursing child to the land which you swear to their fathers. So God made a sworn to their father, their forefathers of Israelites, to deliver the Israel people from Egypt into the promised land of Canaan. Where am I to get meat? Then is a second question. First is the request to relieve my burden, or I need a helpers, cry for helpers. The second request, get meat for the people. So need a meat for the people. Give us all these people, for they weep all over me, saying, give us meat that we may eat. I am not able to bear all these people alone. Again, cry for helpers, because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now, because of my responsibility of ministry to you and your people is too heavy. So it's better to die rather than to live. That's why kill me here and now. Not only Moses' cases, we can see Elijah in the two. The first king, chapter 19, verse 4. Elijah was threatened by Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, the evil king of the northern kingdom, Israel. The first king, chapter 19, verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down on the broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, it's enough now, Lord, take my life or kill me, for I am no better than my fathers. So extremely, Elijah was so threatened to be killed by Jezebel, the wife of Ahab. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, you know, also Paul and Timothy also so much burden beyond, you know, their control. For we, you know, Paul and Timothy, do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, you means Corinthian Christians, over our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, beyond the control, you know, immeasurable burden, above strength. Above our strength, so that we despaired the evil life. We, you know, almost died, despaired the evil life. So that is, they describe it, too heavy burden for ministers like Moses, Elijah, Paul. If I ever found a favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness, my miserableness. Then verse 16 to 30, 70 elders, Moses helpers, God answered Moses' prayer. The Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers of them. Bring them to the tabernacle of a meeting. That is a congress members in a meeting place, an open field just before the tabernacle, a holy place, most holy places, one house, two room, you know, just before in front of that house, you know, that's called the tabernacle of meeting or the tabernacle of congregation, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you. I will take over the spirit that is upon you, upon Moses the priest, and will put the same spirit upon the people. So Old Testament is separate as in and out. So the spirit work in the elder, so they shall bear the burden of the people with you. So which meaning they shall assist, relieve your burden, that you may not bear it yourself alone. So God's clearly answer the first request of Moses to relieve burden. Verse 18, then you shall say to the people, consecrate, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord. So God describes their complaint here. for it is well with us in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils, which meaning it hates to smell the meat until it becomes loathsome. So until you are tired of meat, becomes loathsome to you, which means becomes sick of meat. So simply meaning sick and tired of meat. For 1 month, God allowed meat to them, to complainers, because you have despised the Lord. Despised the Lord. How? Despised the Lord by complaining against the Lord, who is among you, and have wept before him, before God, saying, why did you ever come up out of Egypt? So that's just despising. So here is God has two characters that we can see in this chapter. One is love. Because of God's love, that's why it's, even you complained against me, God allows the meat. But also, God is just, righteousness. Righteous God, may punish the sin unless you repent your sin. And Moses said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men. 600,000 men who are the heads of their families. So maybe five family members or four family members. So times four and five, a lot of people, 600,000 men on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat that they may eat for whole months. So here, the most describes a human way, human thought way, shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them, be killed for their food, their meat. So you simply meaning your promise to provide meat for them is impossible. Provide enough for them, or shall all the fish the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? That is shows the most lack of faith. God is not a God of a human possibility, or a human plan, human thought. Consider God in God's promise, or equate God in God's promise, even in our life problems or situation. That moment, all impossibility would disappear. One example, God later gave the promise to Abraham to be the father of all nations, all people. Then Abraham and Sarah did not fully follow the God's covenant, so they Sarah allowed Abraham, the Hagar, maiden servants. So Abraham begot Ishmael through Hagar. Then God said, Genesis chapter 17, verse 17-19, then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, be a child? Simply, I am now 100 years old, my wife 90 years old, so we couldn't get a child through us. And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael lady, like a teenager, might live before you. So Ishmael might take care of his, over Abraham, genealogy. Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. So the biological impossibility, the man or the dead womb of Sarah, so biological impossibility would be nothing to Almighty and Sovereign God. So God is Almighty God. So therefore, we should equate God into God's promise, or even our life problem too. Then, verse 23, and the Lord said to Moses, has the Lord's arm been shortened? The answer is, Lord's arm is not shortened. Nothing impossible. So Isaiah chapter 15, verse 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened. Whatever Lord wants, the Lord can do it. That's why we said, let go, let God. So equate God in God's promise, even in your problem, your life problem. So we received a lot of prayer requests. Some people, you know, liver, you know, cancer, liver transplant, you know, brain tumor, also is dementia, job problem, diabetes, you know, so many, you know, prayer requests. But those prayer requests, those problems, we should God, we should equate God in those problems over each life, each person. That moment, all impossibility will disappear because God will do it. So anyway, we have eternal life, anyway, based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. So not shortened meaning, impossibility is nothing. Because Almighty Sovereign God. Now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. Moses delivered the words of the Lord. That is the role of a prophet. Prophet meaning the delivery of God's word is called a prophet. And he gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tabernacle. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took up the spirit that was upon him, upon Moses. Then placed the same spirit upon the 70 elders. And it happened when the spirit rested upon them that they prophesied. So they delivered the God's word, the word of the Lord, you know, as Moses delivered the word of God, you know, to other the leftover people. You know, 600,000 men, plus family members. So 70 elders, beyond the 70 elders, the leftover people, they are delivering the words of God. So to that, they played a role of a prophet. Although they never did so again, so once. Then, but here, some kind of, verse 25, the Spirit rests upon them, the Spirit works that they prophesied the gift of the Spirit. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name the other Medad. So, two campers right here, they didn't come out of a camper into the tabernacle of a meeting on open place, but they stayed the intent on camp. The two campers, the Spirit rests upon them, but the Holy Spirit works rest upon them. So now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle, which meaning who had not gone out to tabernacle of a meeting. Like 70 others, yet they prophesied in the camp. They delivered the God's word in the camp. So one God, same God, delivered. And a young man ran and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them, stop them. Here, forbid the Spirit work, because the Holy Spirit gave us two campers, Eldad, Medad, to make a prophet, to deliver God's word. So simply stop there. Here is the God's work should not be limited or formulated, because our God is not a God of a human frame or a human thought. So one example, Mark chapter 9, verse 38-40. The same man, John answered in him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name, in Jesus' name, can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is on our side. So that's just amen. So do not limit the formulated, the God's work, the spirit work. That's important. Verse 29, then Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Are you jealous for my sake, meaning for Moses? So you want to make Moses to celebrity, like a hero, superstar. So Moses ministered too. Minister law, not contest of a celebrity, but minister to God and his ship, his people. Or to serve to God and his ship. That's important. Or that all the Lord's people were prophet. All the Lord's people deliver God's word. That the Lord should put his spirit upon them. That's awesome. So one Holy Spirit. So there is no dispute. No fruit of flesh, because everybody is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, you know, which is love, agape love. And Moses returned to camp, he and the others of Israel. So no color problems at all. You know, Holy Spirit was everyone. If, you know, Holy Spirit upon everybody, every Christian, it would be good. Verse 31, now a wind went out from the Lord and it brought quail like a pheasant from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp, about a day's journey on this side and about a day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the surface of the ground. So they are flying 2 cubits above the ground, so which meaning 3 feet above. So one or 1 meter, so they are easily catch the quails. And the people stayed up all day, days, all night, all the next day, and gathered or catched up the flying quail. He who gathered the least gathered 10 homers. One homer, 48 gallons. So the least people, the caught 480 gallons or 2.11 kiloliters. 2.11 kiloliters for 30 days until they are sick and tired over quails or meat. So, and they spread them out for themselves all around the camp. Verse 33, but while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people who complained, not prayed, not repented. Just God, meaning righteous God, did punish the sin of intense craving or lust. So why? Because God is righteousness. Because that's why God allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified, you know, with bloodshed, because God is just righteous. So God is need a sacrifice. That's why Jesus Christ was sacrificed with bloodshed, because God is just. So also God is love. So God is love. God doesn't use, you know, other persons to be sacrificed, but the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So allowed him for crucifixion with bloodshed and the broken body because of love. So exactly the same thing right here. So when you complain about something out of lust, love God may grant it, but if you do not repent, just God may punish your sin. So the best way, you should repent, you know. The sooner, the better. And the sooner, the better in that case if you complain. So he called the name of the place Kibroth Hattaavar, because there they buried the people who had yielded to craving. So Kibroto Hatapa meaning burial caused by craving, caused by listings. From Kibroth Hatava, the people moved to Hazeroth and camped in Hazeroth. Let's see, you know, each question. Question 1 in verse 22. Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? What can we see Moses' character? Lack of faith in Almighty God. And what can we learn? We should equate God into God's promise, or in our life problem, or any problem, equate man, human possibility in God's promise, or in our life problem. Question 2, in verse 29, and Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake, or that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them? What can we learn? So Joshua should not limit, formulate God's word, the spirit word. So are you jealous for my sake? Do you want to make Moses a full superstar or a celebrity? No. Minister role is to minister to God and God's people. Not, you know, become superstar. So minister role is not contested over celebrity. Question 3, in verse 33, but while the meat was still between their teeth, before it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was aroused against the people. And the Lord struck the people, killed the people with a very great plague. What can we learn? Here we see God is righteous, just. So if we complain something against God, the love of God may allow it, but the just God may punish my sin, unless I repent the sin. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We'll finish the Bible study.